Gilly, why am I all alone holding a lot of the finances? Why am I holding the mortgage
for alone? The same reason that I am all alone holding everything else.
That's true. Do you find yourself that you're doing everything alone in one of the areas in your relationship? If so, you're not alone. It happens to everyone, and you can change that.
If you want to.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your hosts, Dr. Asael and Galit Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the Potential State. And today we're going to talk about why am I doing everything alone? The art of interdependence. So this idea comes from The Sex Star of Marriage by Michelle Winner Davis. And she talks about this seesaw principle, which is basically the more one partner does over time, the less the other partner does. If you constantly clean the house, the less your partner's going to clean the house.
Right.
If you're always dealing with the mortgage and social security, your partner's going to be dealing with it less.
If you're the one disciplining the kids, your partner is going to be less involved in disciplining the kids.
Right. And the stereotypical kind of scenario I see in heterosexual couples is the woman will be more with the housework and cooking and cleaning, and the men will be more with the finances.
Yes, gender prescribed roles.
Right, and then what happens is the partners come in and they complain about it. They complain, but they keep doing it. They keep over-functioning at the department. Like, why am I the only one cleaning the house as they're cleaning the house alone?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So obviously the intuitive thing that also Michelle talks about in her book is to do less. The less you'll do, the more the partner will pick up. But here's the caveat is if you're doing it less and your partner's going to pick up the slack, he will not do it at the same level of expertise, precision, and perfection that you want. You will have to let go of control, because here's what I see all the time. If you are not going to let go of control, if you say, okay, now you're going to clean the dishes, and you're always like, not like that, the partner's going to say, screw it, I'm not going to do it.
I think it's really interesting because Susan Barrison, in her book called Bottled Up, she talks about how with infancy, what happens, especially kind of with mothers who breastfeed, you know, breastfeeding turns into, you know, nighttime and bedtime. And then nighttime and bedtime turns into soothing. And then soothing becomes, well, I'll take him to the shot because I breastfeed and I can soothe the baby. And, and then it becomes, and then slowly you're accumulating much more experience, and like you said, expertise in a particular realm or in a particular field or aspect of your kind of mutual life together. And so then that becomes kind of your expertise, and that becomes the place where you hold kind of more. But basically kind of her idea, and I guess also what you're reflecting on, is that if we can find places where I can step out so you can step in, right? Like, so with the example of motherhood and breastfeeding, right? Just because, let's say, a mom is breastfeeding, it doesn't mean that she has to do everything related to
the baby.
child and child rearing and the baby and infancy and things like that. So I think that, and I don't know if that's where you're going here, but I'm sure it is, but like it's kind of finding the places and seeing like, oh, what can I let go of a little bit?
That's where we're going.
Everyone
can go.
Jumping ahead. I always do that. No, but what I actually wanted to say was, before I jumped ahead, what I wanted to say was that it's not particular, it's not necessarily expertise, right? It's not that she is, you know, by virtue of her being a mother and a woman, knows better than that. It's that she has more experience and more practice because she's doing it more often, right? So if I'm more often with the kids, then I can, you know, I'm more in tune with them. I can read their cues better. I can, you know, I've been in the spaces of kind of navigating conflict with them more often and things like that. So it's this kind of experience and practice, and not necessarily like preference or mastery.
Or nature.
Yes.
So let's use an example. We have a new dog. Her name is Queen. And Galit is doing most of the work alone. And what happened when she went to the States, she obviously was the CISA, right? I had to do more of the work. But there's sometimes where I felt like she was trying to micromanage the way I deal with Queen, which is exactly what I see all the time. One of the partners is letting go of control. Like, did you do this? Did you do like that? Do like this? And like, that is super annoying. And then it just makes me less want to do it.
But I didn't do it for I didn't do it from a place of micromanaging. I did it from a place of I love and care for Queen.
Right.
And you aren't used to spending as much time with her. Exactly.
So that's where the letting go comes from. So how do you change this? And this is important, okay? So the first thing is...
One minute. I'm really sorry. You're not going to like this. But I do have to say that I think that there are certain places, and this is something worthwhile doing as a couple, is to figure out, like, did we naturally gravitate to these roles because we have a preference here? Or did we gravitate because of expectations? Because of gender norms, because of, you know, social pressure or things like that?
Right.
And I think it's worth checking in on that. And I think that under that lens, right, then you might not want to change it. And it might be okay that, like, Queen is my love of my life and I want to take, you know, the most care of her. And so it wasn't micromanaging.
Right. Okay.
To say.
And back to where we wanted to go. So how do you do that?
I think it was an important
point. It was a very important point. Thanks, Sue, for sharing.
Yes.
So the first thing, share this episode with your partner so you have this common language. Then each one of you make a list of the tasks where you feel you're pulling too much of the weight.
Yes.
How do you know which one they are? Think about which tasks or areas are you most bitter about.
What are you doing that you don't enjoy? Like, I enjoy taking care of Queen, but I do not enjoy cleaning the house entirely on my own.
Exactly.
And so we've changed that.
Right. So each one of you makes the list. And then what I'm inviting you to do is circle the ones that you're willing to let go a little bit, knowing it won't be done to the same level that you're used to.
Right. Like,
and
the cleanliness.
And this is really, really crucial. I want to give an example.
The cleanliness of our home.
Exactly. So for instance, let's say, you know, I have this all the time in the clinic. So the wife says, I want him to do the laundry. I was like, fine. And he's going to fold the laundry. Fine. But I want him to fold the way I like to fold it.
No, but let's give the example of our life.
Do it.
We decided, because I don't want to be the only person cleaning this house, that every Friday we were going to divvy up different tasks and also age-appropriate tasks so that our kids could participate. And that means that while there are streaks from the spritzer on, like, the mirrors and stuff, I didn't have to do it. They're clean. I didn't have to do it. It wasn't done, you know, to my level of satisfaction per se, but it was done. And I think that that is a really good example because it meant that I needed to let go a little bit.
Right.
But the gain, right? So the loss was, like, how clean it is. But the gain was that, A, I didn't have to do it all by myself. And B, I think we're instilling really important values in our kids.
So each one of you has a list. You circle the ones where you're willing to let go a little bit. Then you talk to your partner. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to, like, let go of that area. Now, here's what's really important. When that partner takes over that area, whether it's your kids or your partner, it's really important for you to back off, enjoy it when they finish doing it. It's not going to be natural for them. It won't be your level.
No, it won't be natural for you.
Say thank you.
I bite my lip every time.
Exactly. Swallow the criticism and the comments, the constructive feedback. Just say thank you so much.
Sometimes I clean the toilets extra just because I'm like, but I don't want to ruin that for them. I don't want them to feel like they didn't do a good job.
And then, meanwhile...
But don't fake it.
Right. Meanwhile, then see what your partner's doing a little too much, where they're getting a bit burnt out, and try to help them, even without even announcing it. Just try to take a load off a little bit over there. Now, here's what's really important. Expect ruptures and misunderstandings. Why? Because for the one partner who's not used to doing it, they're either going to be frustrated about it or they're not going to be doing it well. Something here. Okay? And there might be begrudging it a little bit, but this is part, like, you're kind of rebirthing, you're kind of rebalancing the seesaw, and it's gonna be a bit cranky, a little bit.
But I also want to say that there may be places where your partner is feeling a bit burnout and they do wish that you would take more, but that's just not possible, or it doesn't make as much sense, it's less efficient.
Or you don't want to.
Or you don't want to, or they're best positioned to kind of be, you know, doing that at the moment. But I think even just an acknowledgement of, like, I know, or I see that you're holding, you know, all the finances of our mortgage and things like that, and that you're the one that's kind of always, like, checking and keeping an eye and things like that on our finances, and I really appreciate that. I think that in and of itself says a lot, because I think what happens is that we become resentful when it becomes taken for granted.
Yeah. So if you don't So one way is to take some of the load off, but if you can't do that or you don't want to do that, at least acknowledge the fact that they're holding the main part.
And say why. If you don't want to do it, say why. Say, you know, I don't think that I will do it as well as you. I feel like you have a lot of experience. I feel like you have already kind of made the connections with, you know, the bank and the this and the that. And also kind of it's kind of more of a man's world scene kind of thing. And I think you represent us well there. But to really acknowledge that, like, you know, these are the reasons why, but I see the toll that it takes, or I see how much energy you have to expend, and I really appreciate it.
And that is wonderful to hear. And as well, I think it's also important for, if you're acknowledging that, you can also acknowledge where the areas where you're holding more, not to show them, it's not a competition, but also to remind them there's certain areas where you're holding the main part.
Yeah, I'm holding a lot of the cleaning and the cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the reason you're doing it is not, it's like who's working harder, but you're also reminding them, yeah, the fact that the kids are eating two hot meals a day is because of you.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you want to remind that to your partner as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I see that. So I celebrate that so much, okay? So that is why you are doing things alone. It doesn't have to be like that. You can shift. You can play with the seesaw. But at least acknowledge, because there's always going to be one partner who's sometimes going to hold more of every area, like the high desire and the low desire.
And we talked about this in one of our videos, right? That it's not efficient for you both to be at the same level of involvement in everything. It's just that doesn't make sense. Plus, that might not be best in terms of utilizing your skills.
Right.
So, you know, just like in an organization or in a team, you know, it's rare that two people are working at exactly the same capacity on a kind of project.
You don't have to do it alone, but sometimes you might do more of it. But as long as it's acknowledged, it's talked about, it's agreed upon.
It's appreciated.
And acknowledged.
That's what this is about.
And that will protect you from bitterness.
Yes.
Check out the episode on bitterness. All right, so Galit.
Yeah.
That was you.
Do it.
You're Galit Romanelli.
I am Galit Romanelli. Do you want to model, appreciation?
Yeah,
like
I really
do?
Appreciate the fact that you are maintaining a really high standard of living for us when it comes to the kids' education, the kids' well-being.
Really?
You're putting food on the table. You're cooking all the time. You're cleaning.
Oh, like literally.
Yes, yes. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay. And I really appreciate you taking care of Queen. You're really taking care of her, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
So that was Galit Romanelli.
It's Dr. Sal Romanelli.
And we're the Potential State. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. Thanks for listening.